If you and I were suddenly able to let go of all of our false beliefs that we hold about life and about ourselves and about God, we would never know another single moment of lack of any kind ever again. If we were to truly let go and let God work in us and through us, we would immediately begin to prosper beyond our wildest dreams. If we consciously put God in charge of our finances, our possessions, our relationships, and all other things that pertain to our lives, in a very short time, we would not be able to recognize our lives. Our lives would be so much better, so much freer, and so much more fulfilling than they are right now. We would think we were living on some other planet in another universe. We would think, as the old saying goes, that we had died and gone to heaven. And in one sense, that is exactly what we would have to do. We would have to die to our old belief that God is something separate and apart from us, that the intricate complexities of our lives somehow operate apart from God. We would have to stop calling upon God in prayer only when we are in need of help with some difficult experience or situation in life. God is not like some cosmic telephone operator who helps us make a long-distance connection with our good out here somewhere. God is the source of our good, and as such, is very much involved in every single transaction that we make. The fact that we are not aware of this does not change it in any way. It simply limits the way in which we operate in our life. If we realize that God is the source of our good, if we realize that He is the foundation of our very being, we are going to think and we are going to behave in ways that free us from the limitations that have bound us in the past and that continue to bind us yet today. In the book of Deuteronomy, we read, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." God has given us the power to get wealth. We have the ability to think, to visualize, to trust, and to do. With these abilities, we can create any kind of world we wish. With the recognition of God as our source, as the giver of our power to generate abundance, we can begin today, this very moment, to live prosperous, satisfying lives. We can experience a peace and an inner security that let you enjoy the little pleasures that are so often hidden by worry and fear. We can encourage and enjoy the success of others and perhaps even help them in their understanding that they also live in an abundant universe of unlimited good. Prosperity is many things to many people. Whatever it is to you or to me, the recognition of God as our source is vital to its demonstration. I would ask you to memorize this very simple statement of truth. One source, many channels. Four tiny little words, tiny and common words. One source, many channels. God is the source of all of our good, but that good manifests itself through many different channels. In other words, there is the good that comes from our jobs. There is the good that comes through our loving relationships. There is the good that comes through our families, our friends, and even strangers that we have encountered along the way. But these things and these individuals are only the channels through which our good comes. They are not the source of our good. If in our business we make a particular client the source of our good instead of God, we may lose that client and therefore live under the impression that we have lost our good. If we know that God is the source of our good, we may lose our client for whatever reason and know that particular channel, but not the source, has changed. And we know without any doubt that another channel for good will open up for us somehow. Imagine for a moment that you have a big sheet of paper and you are holding it up in front of you, in front of a light. And you take a pencil and you poke a number of holes in the paper and you see the light stream through. Then suppose you plug up one of those holes. Less light streams through the paper because there is one less channel through which the light may pass. But you know that the source of the light remains the same. It's undiminished. The lamp behind the paper still burns as bright as it ever did. All that is left for you to do is to poke another hole in the paper, and you will get an equal or a greater amount of light than you did before. The amount of light that shines through the paper is limited only by the number of holes or the number of channels you have made in the paper. There is one source, one lamp, but there are many channels through which the source finds expression. Our creative abilities are sometimes held hostage to the channels through which the light of prosperity shines into our lives. We mistake the channel for the source, and as a result of this, we often put ourselves in situations that make for a very cramped or an even dishonest lifestyle. It causes us to perform in ways that are both debilitating and demeaning to our highest integrity. When this violation occurs, we cannot truly be prosperous. For as Jesus asks, "What will it profit a man if he gains the world and forfeits his life?" When it looks like our good is threatened in some way, we must get into the habit of remembering that little statement, "One source, many channels." Remember the light behind the hole in the paper? Although the hole is covered for a time, the light still shines. Though a particular channel of good dries up or changes in our lives, God as the source of our supply is still present, and a new channel through which greater good can shine is even now coming forth. Faith, of course, plays an integral part in the demonstration of prosperity. So let's look at the relationship that exists between faith and prosperity. And when I say faith, I am talking about an attitude of the mind and not necessarily religious beliefs. If God is the source of our good, this means that God is always present. If God is always present, then why do we not always experience the benefits of his presence? Well, It's because that our faith has been put in the channel rather than the source. When we tune our radio to a certain station on the dial, we know that we are going to pick up a particular program on a particular radio station. The broadcast that we hear does not originate inside the radio. A radio is a receiver. It is the channel through which the broadcast can be heard. If our radios were to become dysfunctional, we know that the broadcast signal would still be present. We could get another radio, we could turn it on, we could turn it into the frequency, and then we could pick up the broadcast. If we did not have faith in the invisible radio signal that it was present when the radio quit, we would not even bother to turn on another radio. If we thought that the broadcast originated from within our radios, we would think we had been separated from the good of that program when our radio went on the blink. Our faith causes us to think and to act in a certain way. If we have faith that God is omnipresent, the omnipresent source of our good, then we are going to respond to the unexpected closing of a particular channel by immediately preparing to see a new one open up. As with the radio, we are not going to waste our time fretting over the stopping of a broken receiver. We are going to go into action because we have faith that the signal, the giver of the good, is still present. If you are in a place now where you can do it, and any place is a place where you can do it, I ask you to perform a very simple exercise. The exercise is simply to affirm that I am now in the presence of God. Let yourself really tune in to this truth. God is power. God is life. God is light. You cannot see, touch, or taste God, but you can feel God. You can tune into God just as you tune into your radio receiver. This is an act of faith, an act that immediately puts you in touch with the source of your good. This simple little exercise is what is known as practicing the presence of God. Doing this for just a few moments, several times each day, will increase your faith and the feeling of God's warm and loving presence. God will move from a difficult, abstract concept to a guiding and prosperous companion. You will feel yourself as Paul did, live and move and have your being in God. Instead of being so quick to react in fear and worry, you will feel God's protecting presence wash your fear away like the gentle sea washing over a sandy beach. And more importantly, you will know that your good goes with you wherever you go. You cannot separate yourself from the source of your good. God is the source of your good, and because God is omnipresent, you can never be separated from your good. Here are two simple methods that will help you remember this. Keep in mind the statement, one source, one channel, and remember to pause as often as you can throughout the day to remind yourself that I am now in the presence of God. It is natural for us to be prosperous. It is natural for us to be happy. And it is natural for us to have a fulfilled life. God wants us to flourish with new life and the expectation of new and wonderful opportunities and possibilities. It is possible that we can step outside on a beautiful spring day and not know this to be true. Prosperity gushes all around us. Everywhere we look, we see things multiplying, spreading all over the place, holding a beauty and perfection for all of the world to see. And aren't we a part of that too? Of course we are. And the sooner we accept our place in God's abundant scheme of things, the sooner we will demonstrate a life we would not trade with anyone. God is our source. He is our source of life. He is our source of love. He is our source of prosperity. He is the source of wisdom and strength. The channels will change many times, but our unlimited source of good will never change. Get this truth firmly established in your thinking, and each day will be filled with an abundance of God's good blessings. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Take a moment to get comfortable in your chair and rest your feet on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your sides. And just relax for a moment. Be still, quiet your mind, and let go of everything that is buzzing around in there. And just abide in this peaceful and quiet holy sanctuary. Let go of worrisome thoughts. Let go of anger and resentment. Let go of any jealousy. Let go of any good that you're not holding in your mind. And just be still and be quiet. And go within to the center of your being, where our Father waits, arms open, and unconditional love and peace abounding. There is but one truth, and that truth is that there is only one source and one substance. This one source and substance is the Father and the Creator of all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. This only source is ever in us, around us, and through us, fulfilling our needs, our wants, and our desires. This source never changes, it never falters, never fails to give his children good. This one source knows our needs, our wants, and our desires before we ask, and is ready to provide for us abundantly. Our Father wants us to be prosperous, to be happy, and to live a full life. He wants us to flourish with new life and new wonderful opportunities and possibilities. After all, he has given us his kingdom, which is the fullness of life. He has given us himself. God is the one and the only source. He is the source of life, the source of love, the source of prosperity. He is the source of wisdom and strength. God, our Father, is the one and only source and substance of all that is. Let me be a point of light which shines so that I may be one of the channels through which your goodness, peace, and joy and love flows out into the world, so that the world may begin to know that you are the source and the substance of all that is right and good and perfect. For the awareness of this understanding, O most gracious and loving Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness, and he gives you his kingdom. Amen.